the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You usually can check in via Echolink, node 545072. At this time, though, that link seems to be down. I have a couple of people texting me they can't get in, and I can't get onto Echolink either. So if anyone is listening in who knows how to look into that and hopefully fix it, that would be great. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP. I had a double there. The call sign that ended in NNH. Why don't you go ahead with your announcement now?
HTP, KO4NNH, good evening, Wendy and all the net. I've actually got one announcement to make. We can also count as piece of traffic. We can mark it at number two for me. I have one announcement. Me and a friend of mine are actually doing a food drive for all those that were affected by the Kentucky tornadoes. If you wish to get a hold of me to help out, my email is KO4NNH@gmail. If you need to look me up a later date, I'm actually good on QRZ as well. That's all I got for you, Wendy.
4NNH, I'll go ahead and check you in now. Can you give me your name and location?
KO4NNH, Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight, 73U and all in it.
Thank you. It's a good cause, food drive for those affected by the tornadoes. His email is KO4NNH@gmail and is organizing that. So please contact him if you are if you're inclined to donate food through that. So thank you. That's a really good thing to do. All right. Is there another announcement, please? At W4DJW. HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Dave, for letting us know what the problem is with Echolink. They are down because of internet. So, Dave, I have you checked in, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for that information. Announcements or formal traffic for the net. All right, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then please give your name and location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize our early check-ins. We have 15 on that list. So I will read through those. We have Fred and Miss Isla checking in from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next up, I have Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Don checking in from Piedmont, KG4PFI. Next, I have Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Linda from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Next, I have Andrew checking in from Simpsonville, W2AMD. And Walt checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Leroy, checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Marshall, checking in from St. John's, Florida, W4MKH. Tyler from Taylor's, W4CTW. Then I have myself on the list and my husband, MJB. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to give a moment to any new hams that would like to check in. New hams, please check in by calling net control, and I'll walk you through the process. Or if you're comfortable with the process, you can go right on ahead. But it's an opportunity for you to check in at the beginning and, of course, people to be aware that you are a new ham and welcome you to the hobby. So any new hams that would like to check in, just come on the radio and say net control. Hi, welcome to the net. What is your call sign? A lot of static in your signal, but I got KO4. What are the last three letters? All right, I'd like to welcome any new hams checking in. New hams only, please call net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hopefully we'll pick up the station that was trying to check in a little later in our process. All right, EchoLink is down at the moment, but I did have one station that was trying to check in there and has now checked in by text, and that's KN4RJN. Our friend John checking in from Brown Summit, and I will list him in the log, and if EchoLink comes up sometime during the net, I'm sure that he'll check in with us on the radio. So, all right, tonight being Monday night, we'll go ahead and start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry and Chandler, and good evening, Wendy, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Net control. Checking me out of turn, please. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo Tango, and John, and I'm in a honey of faith. I just got through calling Anderson net on 146790. We have net overlap over there on the Anderson machine, so everybody can check in with us over there. Good evening, Wendy, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time tonight.
You and Mark are doing well tonight. Hope you're staying warm. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. The name is Mike. I'm at home at Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight. Wendy, 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Next up, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. John calls the net on Monday night for the Anderson net, and their net is at 146.790. And there is time to check in with that net before this net if your radio reaches that far. So I encourage you to check in with John on Mondays, or they run the net every night of the year, too. So next, I'd like to welcome Mike, checking in from Simpsonville. You have an excellent signal tonight through my radio, AK4HR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mike. All right, is there anyone else in the group? Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and say 73s to each one of you.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name's Duncan. I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
For HTP, please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo. KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight, James. I hope you're having a good evening up Tuxedo Way. Next, I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV, and Mr. Larry, checking in from Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Larry. Is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima? India through Lima, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Wendy, if Mark's around, say hi. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry, checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Also, I'd like to welcome Larry's wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Hope you guys are having a good evening. I think I just said that. Anyway, a double good evening out your direction. And just now when you checked in, Larry, I remembered I had an announcement myself that I forgot to make. And that is my announcement number 3, which is that on Christmas Eve, I will be calling the net and I will read before Christmas. I'll read that after our check-ins, but before our rag chew. So if that's a convenient time for you to turn in and you'd like to hear a story on Christmas Eve, then I would love for you to tune in and gather around the radio for that. And please pass along the word. All right. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Could please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
N4HTP. Again, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat, in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, ma'am.
Control, please check in KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. It's Kilo Oscar 4. Papa X-ray Bravo.
is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Ms. Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and daughter Ms. Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ms. Lorena. I really enjoy it when it's your turn to check in on the net. Next up, I'd like to welcome Pat, checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, Pat. Then I'd like to welcome Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Mike through Papa that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please put me in for comments tonight, Miss Wendy. Also, please check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, and she will not be in for comments tonight. Thank you for calling in the net tonight, Miss Wendy.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. And Mr. Chad brings along his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYT. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chad. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Anna, and I have you down for some comments later. All right, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group at this time, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
4HTP. And KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris, and I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative.
4HTP. ST, Ronnie in Hendersonville. Stay in, have a question.
4, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, KE6TCG, Harry in Sailors.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I would like to welcome Chris from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. You're sounding great on the radio. Then I had a station from Hendersonville, but I was a little distracted and did not get your call sign or your name. So could you recheck, please, that station from Hendersonville?
Sierra Tango, Ronnie.
Thank you. K2SST, Ronnie from Hendersonville. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next up, I'd like to check in Harry from Taylor's, KE6TCG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Harry. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group for check-in, and that is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control. This is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. She's in Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out.
TP. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Columbus, KE4ZHF. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Next up, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tommy. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, we'll go ahead and give another opportunity here for anyone in the group, Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4HTP.
November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. Mindy, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Kurt, and I hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha Through Delta, Alpha Through Delta, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP or Net Control. Mark and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Wendy, Mark, and all on the net.
HTP. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickens. And Merry Christmas to all.
Or HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. And Mr. Gary brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please say hello to Miss Joy for us, and I hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Roland. Hope you have a Merry Christmas also. Then I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave, and I hope you're having a good evening out your direction. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha Through Delta? Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the next, well, to the big group, Alpha Through Zulu for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KTP. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
HTP. Wendy, check in A4AA Kilo 4 Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Dallas and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
HTP. And Kilo Oscar 4 Charlie Echo Foxtrot. KO4CEF. This is Andrew and Emman. And I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Mike, that's K4RM Fred.
Also my wife Mary, November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee, N4MRY. Also our son Ben, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo India Mike. That's K-O-4-R-I-M. We're all at home in Piedmont tonight, Wendy. Pleasant good evening to you and all of the net. No traffic, no round table.
KN4HTP. Please log in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Inform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Inform November. Mobile in Greenville and Rockets Parkburg, negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, checking in from Moore. WU2T, thank you for joining us tonight, Rusty. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher. W4IOE. I'll pass along your greetings to Mark. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Sid. Next, I'd like to welcome Miss Alice, checking in from Taylor's. K4KAE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Miss Alice. It's good to hear you on the radio. Then I have Mr. Andrew checking in from Inman, KO4CEF. Thanks for joining us tonight, Andrew. Next, I'd like to recognize Mr. Fred checking in from Piedmont, K4RM. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. And Mr. Fred brings along Miss Mary, N4MRY. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Mary. Then I'd like to welcome Ben. Fred brings along Mr. Ben as well, K-O-4-R-I-M. And then I'd like to welcome Nelson checking in. He is mobile near Greenville, K-O-4-G-U-N. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Nelson. Hope you have a good drive. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everyone for checking in. I am now securing the formal portion of the net, and all stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now take the rack portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rack queues. At this time, I'd like to check in with Mr. Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E. What's your day been like?
Wendy, this is Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E. I just wanted to drop by for a few minutes and make sure we got in the second shift. But it's always nice to just drop by and talk with you. You run such a wonderful net. And I'm just going to let you know kind of what I've been up to the last couple of days. So I've been messing around with some digital stuff here in the shack, and I am extremely frustrated. I was able to get my radio to talk to my computer last week and sent some digital stuff. But this weekend I tore the ham shack apart and rearranged everything. And everything, unplugged it. And it's just no joy. So I've been kind of messing around with that. And went into town to take care of some club business, and just a little bit frustrated with this digital stuff, but I'll figure it out. How about you? What you been up to?
O4NUE, this is KN4HTP. Well, last night was a popular night at our house for cookie delivery. It was our friends all. I mean, it was accidental, but we had, you know, 5-minute visits on our front porch with a lot of people. We got some maple cookies, some peanut butter cookies, some cute little sugar cookies with pretzels as antlers that were, I'm calling reindeer cookies, although they are for human consumption. Seems like there's something else mixed in there. Oh, somebody brought by a little poinsettia plant. So we were feeling pretty loved by our friends and neighbors last night. It was just kind of fun that they all came on the same day. So we sampled those. So we've had our Christmas cookie party here at our house and enjoying people's homemade goodies. Earlier today, a friend of mine called from Malden, not too far from here. It's about a 15-20 minute drive. Traffic's good. And he's got a couple of cats, so it's a cat story I've got for you. But I'll tell you, I was laughing the whole time. So he called. He's injured his leg, so he can't get down and clean things up. So he's got two cats. One's younger than the other, and the younger one is very, very agile and all over the place. So evidently yesterday he put up a little snow globe tree. But this is an interesting snow globe tree because it doesn't have a cover over it. It just has like an umbrella-shaped dish under it that catches the snow, and then the fan blows it back up onto the tree. So it's like constantly snowing, but there's no cover. So the cat comes running in, I guess, sometime during the night. Besides, that umbrella looks pretty interesting. Tries to climb in it, flips it over, dumps all of the styrofoam snow all over the floor, and then start to pick the ornaments off the tree one by one and bat them around the house. So the cat had a wild time.
Hey, you got a lot going on down that way. You got cookies and neighbors and maybe a broken leg. I mean, goodness, that's quite a lot. So the other thing is I put up a... this weekend, I also put up a G5 RV antenna, and I hate it. I just hate it. I've been listening on it now for 3 or 4 days. I know the band conditions are bad, especially on 80 meters, but I just can't stand it. So I went back out there today and hooked my old faithful up, the dipole that Larry and Gary and Walt and everybody else helped me build. So it's back up, and I'm just tickled to death with it. So I there's nothing. Roland told me one time that when you build your own dipole, it's nothing else you ever own. If you buy it, it's never going to be right. And he's right. So if you're listening, Mr. Roland, you are exactly right. There's nothing like my dipole, and I think I'm just going to leave it up till it rots down, I guess. But we got a little bit of rain the other day, Wendy, and just want to leave you on a little funny note. I did not see any strangled frogs, but I did see two frogs in a John boat with life jackets. So with that, I'll say it was a pleasure talking to you, Miss Wendy, as usual. You run a wonderful net. This is KO4NUE, and I'm going to turn it back to you. 73, and Merry Christmas. And me and my family are looking forward to the night before Christmas. KO4NUE.
KN4GTP. I just am having fun with all these frogs you've running into. It's fabulous. I think we talked for a little while at the same time, so I'm curious which one of us was broadcasting on the radio. Can somebody, a third party, come on and tell us if they heard Chad or me talking mostly?
Chad, KO4HG.
Okay. So there is more to the cat story that I can share. So, Chad, are you ready for a little more of the cat story?
Yes, ma'am. I can't wait. Let's hear it.
I can't remember where I was when we got caught. So maybe there'll be a little bit of duplicate narration, but you can forgive me. It'll just be for a minute or so. So anyway, so during the day, or the night, I guess, the cat was having fun spreading the styrofoam and the Christmas tree ornaments all over the house. And my friend was not able to clean it up because his his leg was bothering him. So I went over there, and it was absolutely hilarious how angry he was with the cat, and how funny to me the whole situation was. So the cat had returned to the scene of the crime, and while my friend had his back turned, she had jumped into the middle of the pile of styrofoam and sent it flying all over the room. And so when I got there, my friend handed me his little handheld vacuum and said, "Help." So as I was vacuuming up these little tiny bits of snowballs, the cat was like circling the mess. She'd just come right over to the edge, and she'd stick her paw in and just pick up a few of those styrofoam balls. They would stick to her paw. And then he would notice, and he would say, get lost, you little nest maker. And then, you know, so I would fill the little handheld vacuum, and then we'd empty it, and then I'd fill it again, and then empty it, and fill it again, and empty it, because he wanted to save the styrofoam to use the little snow globe tree at some other point. And it was amazing how much of that styrofoam was there, and how it liked to stick to the carpet. And every time I took a break to empty the vacuum, the cat would return. She'd be pawing at the styrofoam. And I turned around and caught her, and she has these little white styrofoam snowballs stuck to her face, just with the static cling. And she's a black cat, so she just looked hilarious. And I just could not stop laughing. So I, you know, cleaned off the coffee table and under the TV stand and moved the place where the tree had been sitting and disconnected the tree and gathered up the ornaments. And I was just laughing the whole time. It's just like something you would see in a cartoon, how a cat could make a mess and spread it over the entire house.
4NUE for station ID. So these styrofoam balls you're talking about, are you talking about the packing peanuts, or are you talking about the little styrofoam balls that's about the size of a BB?
Size of a BB. And there was at least a gallon of them spread all over the house. And they were just the perfect thing for a snow globe. But having a snow globe with no lid on it and two cats in the house, I just don't know what he was thinking.
So, you know, those things are light enough to be, I think it's static charged with a static charge. So, they kind of, vacuum cleaner doesn't do too good of a job because they're light enough for static electricity to repel them away for what's ever coming for them. And they'll stick to, you know, anything that's got a positive or negative charge. So I'm assuming that the styrofoam was all over the cats, all over the Christmas tree, and running from the vacuum cleaner. Is that right?
To put it better, the vacuum cleaner would, like, push the styrofoam ahead of it. And, you know, it would shoot out 1 to 6 inches. And so then I started vacuuming backwards by turning the vacuum off, putting it down on the floor and pulling it towards me. And that seemed to pick up a little more of the styrofoam. And I worked at that until the battery was dead on the vacuum cleaner. And, you know, when I got home, I had styrofoam stuck to the bottom of my shoes still. And I vacuumed off my friend, and I vacuumed off the cat. It was everywhere.
Now we know how your friend hurt their knee trying to run down all those styrofoam little BBs, I guess. No wonder they needed help. I would have to. I think I don't know what I'd do, but I got off. When you get done, I got a little funny little BB story I want to tell you.
Comment.
Go ahead, Eric.
KC4EZN here. I got two or three comments and I'll throw out and go away. Number one, we have two cats, and our Christmas tree is one of these spiral plastic things that has
flashing lights on it, and it's in the front yard. We didn't have a snow tree, but we did have one that had a problem standing up when the cat climbed it. And number two, y'all got more rain down there in Chance Place, so all I had up here was one frog doing the backstroke. And the third thing is, I think Wendy needs to make up another story. I'd like to hear the story about how she vacuumed that cat. With that, we'll bounce it back to you two, KC4EZN.
QE4NUE, back to Wendy.
See, I cannot. I was absolutely amazed that that cat did not run from the vacuum. It just was, I could not believe it. When I headed towards it with that little handheld vacuum, it just sat there. And I was able to clean off most of the styrofoam balls. She had one right by her eye, and I decided it wasn't going to bother her that much. I mean, it wasn't big enough to get in her eye or anything, so I left her face alone. But her body got cleaned off, and I was absolutely amazed. So I'm with you on that, how in the world she was content enough to let me come at her with that little battery-powered vacuum. I don't know.
Better story than that, Wendy.
KC4EZN. So entertaining. All right, Mr. Chad, let's hear your BB story.
I've got three kids. They're all in college, but when they were young, I'm not sure how old they were. They were too young. My dad lives on the other side of the farm. He just gets on the gator and just kind of rides over here. Well, I don't know what their age was. And like I said, they were way too young. But he comes over every Christmas morning and brings the kids gifts. And we spend family, you know, unwrapping presents. We have to wait on Dad, you know. So he comes in with two Red Ryder BB guns for the boys. With these little milk cartons of BBs. 10,000 BBs in a milk carton. And two Red Ryder BB guns. The single cop versions, you know. Did not discuss that with me and my wife at all. He just did it. And, you know, so when they unwrap the Red Ryders with the BB guns, well, you know, first thing they want to do is go shoot. And I was, you know, not prepared to do that. Well, after, you know, a couple of days went by, let me let this drop. Days went by, they shot the windshield out in the old farm truck down there, shot the headlights, park lights, and the windshield out, so I took the BB guns from them. You know how it is with kids, they got toys laying everywhere, and Legos was the world's worst, stuff laying in the floor, you step on it at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, the boys got into the carton of BBs. I wouldn't let them have the BB guns, but they got the BBs and poured roughly, 20,000 BBs out into the floor. And we've got hardwood floors here in the house. 20,000 of them. And, man, you want to talk about a nightmare. So, fast forward 20-something years when the kids left to go to college. When my daughter moved out, I took the bedroom over to turn it into my ham shack. I pulled the crown molding up to put hardwood floors in the ham shack, and I bet you I found, I don't know, 15 or 20 BBs that had got behind the crown molding somehow from when they poured all the BBs out in the floor. But just consider yourself blessed, because chasing electrically charged styrofoam balls with a vacuum cleaner
is not near as bad as vacuuming up 20,000 of them. Do you have any idea what that sounds like?
Like a rainstorm. I don't know. Once in a while, I'll get a paperclip or something in the vacuum. But that, oh.
Eventually, we ended up, my wife had a really good idea. We ended up using a magnet to get the rest of them up. But I know the whole styrofoam thing, how sticky that stuff can be just from just a charge. And I can just imagine chasing all that with a vacuum cleaner, plus a cat who wants to play in it. I suspect that was pretty funny, but so I appreciate you sharing that with me. I gotta know though, did your friend hurt their knee because of the styrofoam, or just having a hard time getting it up because of the knee and the electro charge?
That would be funnier if it was because of the styrofoam, but no, it's a previous injury that makes it impossible for him to bend down and get stuff off the floor very conveniently. So he had made like one swipe with the vacuum, and I could see that it was, well, one inroad, I guess I should say. So I'm sure he filled the vacuum at least once before he gave up and called me. I'm probably guessing that I get a lot of entertainment out of the situation he was in, which was totally true. It was just so funny the whole time. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, you probably don't think this is funny yet, but it's hilarious.
Hey, Wendy, if that ever happens again, maybe you take a water bottle with a little mister or something and spray over the little styrofoam balls. I think that probably would do a little bit to take the charge away, so you could at least, or weight them down enough to where you could, get them with the vacuum cleaner. But, I'm trying to envision that in my head, styrofoam balls everywhere, a cat under the Christmas tree, a friend with a messed up knee, and then in comes the house with you with a battery-powered vacuum cleaner chasing the cat. Oh, goodness, that's good, Miss Wendy. I appreciate you sharing that with me. KO4NUE and the net. I'm going to turn it back over to you, ma'am.
4NUE, this is KN4HTP. Well, I didn't tell him that some of the styrofoam went down into his heat vent. So next time that comes on, there's going to be more. So, because it was right there by the problem. But that water spray is good. So if I have to go over for a round two, although he's not putting the styrofoam balls back, he's just putting the tree back. But if there was enough that fell down in that heat vent, then I will definitely be using that water and still laughing my head off the whole time. So anyway, thanks for your comments. It's been a nice conversation. I'll take a little break here and see if there's anyone that would like to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're checking in anybody all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, go ahead.
Wendy, well, I knew what was coming because, it was you and it was Chad. So I went to the microwave and popped me a bag of popcorn. And I sat down for the entertainment part of it, And, what I wish to add to this is that when you spray the mist to take the charge out of the styrofoam balls, you might add a drop or two of fabric softener. That stuff is designed to take a static charge out of something. So just a couple of drops, that's all you'll need in a spray bottle. And that might make it work a little better. Thank you. Thank you for a good laugh. Thank you too, Chad. KK4, JBQ.
KN4, HTP. Got one up on Echo Link. Just want to make sure you know.
KN4, HTP. Thank you, Larry, for those comments. It's fun to picture you getting popcorn ready to sit down, put your feet up, and listen to a good story. That's really great. All right. Yep, it looks like my friend John is up on Echolink. So let's go over to John and see. What can you tell us about the meteor shower that's coming tonight? KN4RJN.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Wendy. I just now got in. I got in about the middle of the cat and styrofoam ball story. Apparently, Spectrum had an outage down there, and it threw the repeater off Echolink. I texted Dave, and he told me what was going on, but it apparently has come back up, and I am in. Anyway, the meteor shower tonight is the Geminids, which appear to radiate out of Gemini constellation. Best viewing time will be probably about 2 in the morning, but they're saying it is possible to see up to 150 an hour. Now, it comes in, you know, spits and spurts, so, you know, there'll be a lull, and then you'll see some, and there'll be a lull and whatnot. But best time will be around 2, between 2 and 3. The moon's up, and it's a little better than half, but it'll set around 2 o'clock. Which make the sky a little darker. To find Gemini, find Orion, which I know you can find, and it'll be fairly high in the sky. And from Betelgeuse, that's Orion's, well, as you're looking at it, it's his left shoulder, depending on how you think he's standing. But from Betelgeuse, that's the bright star in the upper left quadrant of Orion. From Betelgeuse, go to your left a fair distance, almost in a straight line, and you'll see two bright stars. The lower one is Pollux, or Apollo if you happen to be Roman, and the other one is Castor. Excuse me, Castor is Apollo, Pollux is Hercules. Anyway, Castor is the star that they will appear to be radiating from. And sit back in a lawn chair, wrap yourself up in a blanket, get yourself a hot cup of cocoa or tea or coffee or something, and just lay back and watch. And you should see some meteors. And if you've got somebody that you can convince to get up at that ungodly hour and go out with you, you can look in different directions and spot twice as many as you would all by yourself, assuming you can holler at each other fast enough, because they go pretty quick. So anyway, that's the meteor shower that's happening this evening. It peaks this evening or in the early morning hours of tomorrow morning. And if you get a chance, go out and take a look.
4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I'm definitely going out tonight. It's clear, and I feel pretty confident I can find Apollo and Hercules, so turn the volume off on your phone if you're not going out, because I'll be texting you if I see one.
This is KN4RJN. Now, there is a there is a bright star between Betelgeuse and Castor, but that's not the one you want. It's Alhina, which is, you know, if you're looking in that direction, you'll probably see them anyway. But go to the next bright star to the left of Betelgeuse, and there'll be a brighter star below it, and that's Castor and Pollux. The upper one is Castor. And that's the general vicinity you want to look. And just lay back and and enjoy the show. But, yeah, we don't have a tree up either. We've got three cats, two of which we have this one somewhat annoying cat toy, which is a bird that chirps any time you kick it, step on it, or whatnot, and the cats keep carrying it around the house, and I've stepped on that thing a half a dozen times. Every time I do, it starts chirping again, and I'm going to take that thing and throw it in the fireplace, I think. Everywhere I go, I step on that stupid thing, because they're carrying it all around the house, but on the bright side, whenever they're playing with it, I know where they're at because that thing's chirping away. But, yeah, that's my cat story for the evening.